Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the sights and frights in the political media. Today's topic, militia. A lot of scorn has been hurled by some commentators towards Hezbollah because they hide among the ordinary citizen and take advantage of their knowledge of the terrain to strike and disappear and dare to store weapons in their civilian areas. It reminded me of what another superpower army said about another force that wore civilian clothes, ambushed from a distance, and then disappeared back into the citizenry and hid their weapons and ammunition under the floorboards of their homes and barns. That superpower army was called the Redcoats, and the opponents called themselves Minutemen. Now, before you get upset at that outrageous comparison, certainly the only thing that they have in common is that Hezbollah and the Minutemen were both citizen militias. But wearing civilian clothes, mustering out of their own homes and communities, and quartering their weapons and ammunition right in their own neighborhoods is what citizen militia do. To describe it as being venal is hypocrisy, particularly for those who also nearly deify the citizen militias of our own founding fathers. Another bigger picture lesson from the progress of the Lebanese campaign is that it seems that Israel is yet another example of falling victim of the false hope of an easy victory through bombardment. The Germans thought that they could bomb London into submission. We thought that we could bomb North Vietnam into submission. We thought that we could shock and awe our way into making Iraqis too overwhelmed to resist our occupation. Those all failed. Yet, don't you still see folks, particularly those with more bravado than military experience, who shout, "Bomb the heck out of them," as their solution to nearly any kind of international problem spot? For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.